1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and in which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was within me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. Paul here is setting down the foundation stone, the touchstone for the gospel that he has preached, which is from Christ. He's reminding his brothers here in Corinth of what he preached to them and what he has given them. They have believed it, they have staked their lives and their eternity upon it, and they have taken their stand upon it. It's a gospel that they are saved by, but they must hold on to it firmly. They must not be deviated from a false gospel or from false preachers. They must hold to the gospel that Paul has preached to them from God, because if they do not, they are believing in vain. This is such an important passage because it is so easy to deviate from the straightforward gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is so easy to be led astray into works, into false practices, false traditions. So Paul is here reminding them of what they have received. Paul has passed it to them. It's of most importance, it's of first importance, as he says. It is of primary importance to them that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. There is no other salvation apart from Christ. He died to take the punishment for the sins of his people, that all who come to him can be rescued from their sins, forgiven, and given a new life. The death of Christ is the very centre point in the life of every Christian. Every Christian must come by the way of the cross. There is no other way. It is not by the way of excitement. It is not by the way of fancy argument. It is not by the way of apologetics or any other thing. It is by the cross of Christ. We must see our need of him. We must confess. We must bow our knees and submit to him and what he did on the cross for us. And we own it for ourselves, that he died for me. He died for my sins. It is a personal thing. It is not a movement. It is not a church set up. It is not any kind of set of policies. It is a personal faith in a living Saviour. And he is living, for he was buried. He was really dead. And he was raised the third day, as the scriptures always said that he would, and as he said that he would. He raised so that we can be sure he is the living Saviour and that our sins really are paid for. He appeared to Peter. He appeared to 12 disciples at that time. This is important because they were terrified when Jesus died. They thought it was all over. They thought it was only a matter of time before the Romans caught up with them and they would go the same way that they had watched their master go. But the Lord appeared to them in that upper room, showed them his hands and his feet, and they knew that he was alive. But he also appeared to 500 other people around that same time. And most of them, as Paul was alive now, these people who had seen the living Christ were still alive. They were eyewitnesses to this. This is important because many gave out the false idea that the disciples had faked this whole thing and that it was just their own wishful thinking that their master had risen that they had seen him, a kind of mass delusion. But not so, because we have 500 people here seeing the living Christ around this time. He appeared to James, the Lord's brother. James would have known Jesus more than most, because he was his half-brother. And then he appeared to all of the apostles. And Paul says, most touchingly, "Last of all, he appeared to me also, as one abnormally born." He realised he is the one tacked on the end. He is the one that the Lord had to appear to in a special way on the road to Damascus to show him the living Christ. Paul is greatly humbled by this. He does not feel it as a privilege. He feels it is a terrible humility for him, because he is the least apostle. He doesn't deserve to be an apostle because of what he did to the Church of God and to the Christians at that time, how he persecuted them, how he took away their livelihoods, took away their homes, took away their children, took away their lives. He was so vehemently dead set against this living Saviour. He was going to have nothing of this living Saviour until that living Saviour appeared to him and he realised the awful truth that he was so wrong. And he submitted. By the grace of God, he submitted. And he became a follower. And that grace worked in his heart to a great effect. It made him work harder, because he knew that he was the least. He knew he was the weakest. He knew he was the one that owed the most because of his bad track record and the many terrible sins that he had been forgiven of. And he knew that he had to work hard. He says, "But yet this wasn't me doing this. Even this was the grace of God in my life." And this is the mark of the humble Christian. They do great things. They work hard. They shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. People might think it's them, that they're so great, but they themselves are very clear that all of this is the grace of God working in them. And he says, whether it's me preaching or whether it's others preaching, this is what we preached: the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and personal belief.